Maloney says the CROP Act, or the Creating Reliability for Our Producers Act, aims to reform crop insurance to help so-called specialty crop farmers, namely fruit and vegetable growers.
We've got to make government work for family farms in the Hudson Valley, and that will keep kids on the land and keep agriculture the vital part of our economy that it has been, that it should be. We depend on this, and New York City and the region actually depend on us to be the breadbasket of the region, and I want to see that continue. I think that it's a great part of the Hudson Valley, and I want to see family farms, passed down from generation to generation. And there's no reason they can't be if government stops being part of the problem and starts being part of the solution.
And part of the solution is to enable farmers to diversify their crops while having insurance particular to their farming setups. Mary Ulrich is the agricultural issue leader at Cornell Cooperative Extension in Orange County. She says diversification of crops is at an all-time high in the Hudson Valley. She explains there is crop insurance for the big five: corn, cotton, rice, soybeans, and wheat, and there is coverage for apples and onions, all having to do with how much is grown in a county, how much acreage is used for the crops.
But there's no other real crop insurance available for any other crop in Orange County that's not one of the big five or apples or onions, because there's not enough acreage. And so it's just not even offered. And so farmers have to do this non-insured assistance program, NAP. And even though it's sort of a disaster kind of insurance.
She says the payout is too little and the coverage highly dependent upon a number of factors. According to Cornell Co-op, after Hurricane Irene, Orange County suffered as much as $50 million in lost produce, much of it in the Black Dirt region, which is mainly the town of Warwick, including the hamlet of Pine Island. Chris Pavelski is a fourth-generation onion farmer in the Black Dirt region. He says even with insurance for onions, he still does not have enough protection.
That year in 2011, we actually had three 50-year floods. We had one in March, and that was very unfortunate because the one in March actually delayed planting, and the one that hit us in August, Irene, was most devastating because we had virtually all of our expenses in the crop, and most of our crops in Orange County in the Black Dirt area, and had harvested very little. So it came at the absolute worst time. In my case, I had 51 acres of onions. I lost 48 of them, was able to harvest three, and almost all my expenses were put in the crop. So I was left with a loan over $120,000 that I couldn't pay.
Congressman Maloney says he wants to make sure future disasters do not leave farmers without a means to recover.
Again, this is something that Senator Gillibrand's doing great work on in the Senate. This is something that Chris Gibson and I, a Republican, agree on. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about helping family farms in the Hudson Valley and making these programs work for us.
In fact, he says Republican Congressman Chris Gibson is a co-sponsor of the bill, which is similar to legislation previously introduced in the Senate by New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. She says that version of crop insurance to protect fruit and vegetable farmers was part of a rewritten farm bill.
But that bill did not get through the House, so we still have to pass a farm bill that corrects crop insurance to meet the needs of our farmers in New York State.
Chris Pavelski, a farming advocate who's been involved in farming policy for several years, says the CROP Act is promising.
What Congressman Maloney's introducing and Senator Gillibrand is on the Senate side are a good first step to starting to address these problems.
Maloney held a town hall meeting on agriculture in Orange County in February in Warwick. He says he heard from farmers that Congress and the U.S. Department of Agriculture must do a better job of protecting farmers, especially in the aftermath of such devastating storms like Hurricane Irene. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.